Perfect.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Rash's World. Today we have a special guest. We have Allison Davis. How are you doing?
I am absolutely amazing. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here and happy International Women's Day.
Oh, thank you. That is right. It is absolutely an amazing day just to be.
Awesome. Wonderful. And so I'd like you to introduce yourself to our audience here. Who are you? What do you do? Anything you see fit in any way you like.
It's fascinating. Whenever you get asked, what do you do? And when you cover so many different things, it's like one word doesn't quite cover it. But basically, I am a healer and a trainer in neuro-linguistic programming, hypnotherapy, and timeline therapy. And really, along that journey of discovering what the mind is all about and learning the nutrition side, I really began to understand the deeper innards of what's been holding us back from so many things, or where we self-sabotage ourselves, or where we're procrastinating. And it goes deeper than, hey, just do this quick fix here and there, because it's really about rediscovering who we are without all the restrictions and expectations and all of that. At least that is what it's been for me.
And in a sense, and I totally hear you, but in a sense, it's also joyful. It's not like, when we think
Yeah.
the idea of education often, and I'm an educator, and but it's not bad. It's not something that I have to do.
No.
Once, as you discover things, you just find the joy and fun of it. And so you are a spiritual healing coach. And I really like
Yes.
those two, well, two words. Coach, I don't like as much, to be honest. I'm
I
not a big fan of that
know. I
word.
struggled with that one. Yeah.
Too sports oriented, and I'm not very athletic, but spiritual, I like that added on here and healing. So, what do you think usually works best? How can we bring in spirituality into the healing work? And I know it's the same thing, really, but how do you do this specifically?
I really find when we go within, like this whole spirituality realm and what's out there in terms of self-care and meditating and yoga, and that is all great. And it's really about healing on the deeper part on the inside. So although those are great and I love all of them, I love massages, I love Reiki, I love all of that, but it's about taking it to the next level. Because I feel like we have four bodies when we're dealing with our healing. We have the physical body, we have the mental body, and the emotional body, and the spiritual body. And a lot of people focus, and I'm not judging because I was one of them, the spiritual body and the physical body, and neglecting the mental and emotional because I was unsure of what that meant. And really, once I started diving in, at the beginning, I wasn't sure if I'd like the person that was on the inside when I embarked on the whole journey. And what I've discovered is that is so far from the truth that I'm really love who I am on the inside. And now the outside is matching the inside. So it's really diving right in to what are those things that are holding us back, the shadows and the deeper stuff, because there's so many amazing messages and wisdoms within it when we have the courage to really dive in and look.
I love that. You mentioned all the words here. The insight is so important, the courage to go that way and not be afraid. And we're held back, or we focus only on parts of things. Where we focus on the
Yeah.
body, you want to get into shape, you do exercise. That's good. I'm not against that. But I like the holistic view, as you're saying. And it's not one or the other. Some people have this
Yeah.
misconception. It's like, okay, well, I can do whatever I want. Like, yeah, but you have to address, as you say, all these different four realms and the connection between the body and the mind and the spirit to be thrown in there is so important. And that is once you can combine that, that's when you do the healing work. It's not just changing your mindset. Change your mindset,
No.
affirmations, they don't work. They
They're
could be
great.
good, right? I'm not against them, but on their own, they don't work. The same way just working out will not work with all the other things. So we have to look at the global thing here. And I like how you're saying, like, shining here your light inward. That should
Yeah.
be our focus, really looking at it instead of also blaming others. Often we do that, and which is
Yeah.
a natural reaction, but it's like, hey, wait a minute, let's take a look at this more closely.
Well, when we're laying blame on others, we're really disconnecting our responsibility to it. So then we can't address it. You just cannot. You stay in victim mode. And when you can take ownership of your role in it, whatever it may be, then and only then can you heal from it. And that's where you really do need to heal in order, feel in order to heal. Because that element, you'll always be running away from it. And your body and your unconscious mind, and the, that's where I dive in of what is happening on the unconscious level. And that's where asking for help, and I ask, others for help when I'm in those moments of frustration and overwhelm and everything, because we're all human. So we're all going to go through it, because I can't figure out consciously what's happening unconsciously, because my mind will create a whole story which may not be true. And because when we're healing, our mind is not our ally. When we know we've healed is when our mind, our heart, and our spirit are all in alignment, and things just are. It's just you wake up in the morning and you're like, yay, today's going to be an amazing day. And then there's other days you wake up and you're like, oh my God, right? And those are the signs letting you know when you're out of alignment and when you're in alignment. So, like for me, that's like my gauge.
Yeah,
How am I?
absolutely.
Is it quick fix or is it I need to do some deeper work?
And that's the thing. And it's something with, again, practice too, because the more you practice this, the better you get at it in a sense, and the more you are in line and in alignment. I love that. And it's like, yeah, today I woke up and I was happy. And so I noticed that this is going on as a trend much more often than in the past. Before it'd be maybe once a week or once a month, and now it's basically almost every day. And the one day that's not good, that's also good. That's an opportunity of like realizing, hey, I prefer the other days. And so I think we find out that we're much more in control than we think we are. And that's so important too, of like having the sense of agency and being able to shift things in certain ways or not being bogged down by the negativity. And you talk about sabotage, you mentioned that. That is something I've been doing a lot. And so I think we have
We
to
all
really,
have.
we all do, right? And we have the inner critic. But now I'm just like, hanging out with inner critics. Like, so what's your point of view without it directly affecting me on a such deep level?
And that is actually huge, because when you can actually pause and go, okay, you know what? I'm not going to take, at face value everything you're saying, but tell me what you're thinking and why are you thinking that? And it's becoming this quite detective of what are some of the things. And if it keeps repeating, though, that's when I ask, as a colleague or someone that is suited for that to help me get to the root of it. Because I would say, a client said to me, when are we done with this? And I'm like, oh, honey, we're never really fully done with healing. And it's because you become more aware and you expand and grow. And the more connected you are, the more it is easier to magnetize things. And that's really what it is all about. How can we live, blissfully, and joyfully most of the time? But our emotions aren't bad. There's not bad emotions and good emotions. There's positive and negative. And the positive note, when you're in alignment. The negative is when there's like, hey, there's an area here that I can look a little further. Why am I getting triggered? Why am I getting easily angered? Is it really what they're doing, or is it something within me, which it's always me,
Yes,
right?
it is.
So.
It always is. I love that. So it's like our point of thinking, our way of thinking is we want to get from point A to point B, right? So we say, I want to lose weight. I want to get this much. I didn't reach it. I get frustrated. And then once we reach it, we say, okay, I did it. But life is not like that. And especially with the end point, there's really only one end point, which is our death. And so we want to fill it up with this adventure. There's no other place to get to. Just take it one day at a time and enjoy it as much as we can. And it sounds trivial, but it's not. It's so important that we do. And many people don't. I mean, they say, yeah, I know this, but they don't really apply it. And it's simple, but it's not easy. And we have to really shift many things
Well,
in many
it's
ways.
simple. with a lot of effort.
That's right.
And really, I think that is where the misconception, with meditation, with hypnosis and all of these things and Reiki, it's done to me. I don't have to do anything. And that's not really the case because what we've learned in the science world, we have, our neurons connecting together and we have the neuroplasticity that, what wires together, fires together, all of those things. And realistically, we have a no new neural pathway when we change a belief, when we change our values, and we need action in order to solidify that wiring together, our new behavior. And it's fascinating because, I like to look at this from a different perspective. When we start something new, and we can talk about willpower and imagination and all of that, that's kind of trippy and fun too. But the whole thing is when we start something new, we have like little baby neurons in this new neural pathway, and they need consistent repetition in order to become, adult neurons. But about the 3 week mark is when we hit adolescent neurons, I like to say. And adolescents and teenager neurons are kind of like not always doing what you want them to do, right? Like they kind of want to create something. So that's where it's really having 100% commitment to your new behavior, new belief, because when you get hit with stress, we tend to fall back into old patterns if it's not solidified. So that's where having someone, a colleague, a friend, or someone, that can hold you accountable when those moments hit, not if, it's when, that they can say, hey, remember you wanted this? Okay, yeah. That's 100% commitment. Because we can always remember a time when we were very successful and fully committed, or were we kind of sorta? Because you're not going to quite get the results if you're kind of sorta tiptoeing in your healing, then you're going to get, the results. Because back to the, the whole laws of science, like attracts like, and how you are is what you get back into the world, right? And this whole thing with manifestation and everything. And I'm like, oh, you're manifesting all the time. You just may not like it. And that's really, the whole point of it. And that's really what going within and healing those parts so we can vibrate higher and higher and everything gets matched to it. So, and that since I started really embracing it from that perspective, everything has been, I want to say easier. It's not necessarily that it's easier. It's just I go through the chaos and everything quicker. So I'm not camping out, in the chaos, in the drama, in, the crap of it all. I go through it quicker. That's
But
really the
in many
difference.
ways, and that's resilience in my view, you're better prepared for it because you say, I can handle this instead of like freaking out or being shocked, which is the previous response, which is mostly fear-based. But now it's like you see it as a challenge. And that's something it's like I can take this on and just believe in myself. And plus, I mean, there are many things I will learn along the process. I don't have all the answers, but I'm willing to learn. I'm open to life. And I like what we mentioned, it's mostly like results oriented, what we see today. And in our mindset, my frame of mind is results. We want results. I want to get this job. We want a promotion and so on. But Alan Watts talks about, and I love this, he talks about dancing. When you're dancing, you're not planning to get, I want to get from this point to that point of the dance floor. You go with the flow. We dance. You enjoy it. You get better at it as you're doing it. You get a better dancer. So I think really like taking it one day in stride like that, but with that wonder, that awesomeness, and I want to mention that specifically because I love that the Aya, and really like bring that to life. And you notice that life is magical, even though it's rainy out, even though there are lots of things happening in your life. There's a beauty there. There's a fascination there. There is magic all the time with us.
And that is an amazing point. And I love that analogy that you did with that. Because if I learned anything, I feel like one of my major life lessons is patience. And I have a special ability daughter, and boy, has she really shown me patience. Let's just say that. And and hearing things with no filter. Like those are the pluses, and I'm much better human for seeing people for where they're at from those learnings. Did I like the learnings? No, not in the moment of it all.
Those are
But
the
it's
best kinds of
really,
learnings, though, especially the worst things that happened to me were the biggest like learning
yes,
opportunities there.
they really are. And now, I get curious. What is the deeper meaning to this? And it's that curiosity, because you can't be depressed, angry, frustrated when you get curious. It's a higher vibrating word, higher vibrating energy. And so when you get curious, all the judging and everything isn't quite there. And so that is really the key. And I have another, technique, which I'd love to share with you
Please do.
and your viewers, is really when it comes to doubt. Everyone experiences doubt. I don't care how confident they appear to be, but everyone does, because that's a sign that something is important to you. And when you start to question and our mind starts to race, the key is really to go, what I have learned along the way is to go, doubt is actually outside of me. And if doubt is outside of me, it can no longer control my actions. And so when I look at doubt, I know it's something really important and that I must go do now. Because if it wasn't important or something that wasn't going to make a big difference, doubt would not appear. And so, if I want to help as many people break through their trauma, their depression, their anxiety, and really rediscover who they are on the inside, doubt's always going to be there and it's
Oh,
going
yeah.
to stop. And so, rather than fear it, I lean into it.
That I
And if
love.
it's outside of me, then it doesn't have the power over me.
Exactly.
And so, really from that perspective, it's really, really, it's a it's almost a go-to now. I must go do. Otherwise, doubt's going to hang out with me, and I don't want to have drinks with doubt.
Well, but my approach is slightly different. I actually like expand the room, my inner room. I give my way, myself the leeway of experiencing that. And what I've noticed is that the more ex including doubt, including the inner critic, and just like expanding it, and once I do that, I become also more tolerant towards others, where I expand their
Yeah.
room too. I give them room to feel various things. One thing I found interesting is the idea of parts and part theory, where a part of you might be angry, a part of you might be negative, and so on, but that's not the whole thing. And once you find things in alignment, that part will fall into place and will not be negative anymore. So a lot of our negativity is bringing us down. And so the and I like what you're saying with like I like for me it was relaxed. You can't be relaxed and tense at the same time. So when
Yeah,
you're
it's like a
relaxed, when you're
duality, right? Yeah.
calm, right, then your response is not you won't be on the defensive anymore because there is no attack. I am relaxed. So I liked what you're saying too, and I love leaning into it. Yes, I hear the doubt, and it's like thank you, that's wonderful, but I'm just going to do it anyway. I'm not going to listen to
Well,
you,
and that's
and that's
really the
it.
key when we talk about parts, and I love, you think we would have planned this, but this is amazing. When we talk about parts, and you can imagine within our mind, within our body, we have a part that's over here believing this, another part that's believing this, another part, and we can call them shadows, or we can call them parts, or whatever it may be. But there is so much energy that's locked in that part. And when you pause and you really work within, and this is really what I do with many, many clients, and this is what I teach, how to really dive in to the parts with the people so they can release it. And really, because at that point, now you have access to all that energy, all the resources that was trapped in that part. And you just feel like a million bucks when you release all of that energy and resources. And it seems like, it appears like all of these opportunities happen to appear now because you resolve that part. They were always there, you just couldn't see it, but now you can because of the release. And that's really what healing is all about. Because so many of us want to look away. Like when I first started, and this is so common, it brings me joy when I see it, is when we first discover something amazing about ourselves, we put our blinders on, like, this is my focus. I am unbelievable. I'm amazing. And yeah, oh, there's some other parts or shadows over there, but I'm going to stay. My blinders are staying on the light because I don't want to feel that negative stuff anymore. And that's like the beginning, like having the training wheels on, shall we say. And then when you really pause and take the blinders off and really be with those shadows, the most amazing things and wisdoms and messages and empowering things they are holding for you. But you have to have the courage to look within. But those are the biggest. Like those are, that's where I like to pull the affirmations from. When you're in that state, when you release, those affirmations come from your soul. And when they come from your soul, they move you every time you read them because they came from you. They're your truth. So, when you read them, and that's where I pull them in and give them to my clients and they post it and read it every day, there's like a visceral reaction within your body that you feel versus the created affirmations that you want to really, really hope or believe that will come true. Sometimes those don't carry the same magic.
Yes, that's true. Absolutely true. And I love again also curiosity. I mean, that's really it. When you're curiosity about things like doubt too, you're just okay, well, let's look at it.
Yeah.
It loses its power over
It
you,
does.
right? And that's really important. And you mentioned energy, and I can tell you, like, I feel much more energy and energetic now than 20 years ago when I was younger. So
Yes.
it brings you
Yes.
down. These worries, the anxiety, the doubts, and so on, bring you down. Like they are,
Yes.
and on your mind and your body, you feel it. And once you release it, once you heal, exactly, then you have so much at your disposal. I can do so much. I have so much more time. I can get so much more done. So I
Yeah.
don't understand why people don't really dive into it, because it's going to be beneficial, like, all across the board, in your family, in your love life, at work, in productivity. There you go.
No, it's fear, right? Because you
Right.
don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
And Carolyn Miss did an amazing analogy about this, actually, that when you're at the first floor, you're living in New York, let's say, where it's or a very populated area, lots of tall buildings, everything, smog, all of that. And when you're on the first floor, you can't see the sky as easily. You can't see beyond the building that's in front of you. And then you start doing a little bit of healing and a little bit of work. And then you find yourself on the third floor. And you're like, want to call down to the people on the first floor, going, oh my God, the view is so much better here. You're above the noise a little bit more. It seems a little quieter. Like, oh my gosh. But the people on the first floor are like, ah, whatever, you don't know what you're talking about. Like, it's just it is what it is here, and this is my life, and I must deal with it, right? And then people move from the third floor to the fifth floor, and they're like, oh my God, the windows are bigger, you can see way further, you can see starting to see above certain buildings if you're, depending on the height of it, and you're like, you can start to see further and further, and the noise gets quieter. And you're just like, oh my gosh, you gotta see it. And you're talking to the third floor people and the first floor, and they're like, oh my gosh, she's just crazy up there because she just doesn't understand. This is how it is. But then the more work and healing and everything you do and more connected you become, you get to the penthouse
That's what I was
eventually.
thinking. I was just thinking of the penthouse. Yes.
And then you look across and go, oh my gosh. There's the world that I can see the stars in the darkness because there's no light pollution up here. And it's just so much clearer and quieter. And I can see so far, but the person on the first floor doesn't grasp what it is.
Yeah, I
It's
love it. It's
only
like also
once you go
the
through it.
frequencies we talk about in terms of spirituality too, the higher frequencies, and you can like tap into
Yes.
that. And I love another example too with faith, because when it's a cloudy day, the sun is there. We just don't see it, or we think it's not there, but it is there. And I
Very
think
true.
that's really important too, to have faith in that process, to listen to this optimism and hope. It's not false if it comes deep from deep inside
From within,
and
yeah.
from within. And so how can we unlock that? And how can we get to the awesomeness that's within us and meet and often find things that we didn't know we were good at, these inner gifts that are hidden
Yeah.
until we kind of look at them. It's like, wait a minute, I did not notice. Sometimes other people know. It's like, hey, you're really good at listening. It's like, oh wait, yes, I am. I didn't know that. So how
Yeah.
do we do that? How do you spark the
I
awesomeness?
remember actually, someone was like, "Oh, I'm going to help you unlock your superpower." I'm like, "Ooh, awesome." And they were like, "So what are you really good at?" And I'm like, "Well, I'm really good at this." This. They're like, "Yeah, that's your superpower." I'm like, "Oh, well, that was so underwhelming." Like, but it's to really pause. Things that you're really good at and easy for you may not be easy for someone else.
Exactly.
And those are your natural born gifts. And now everyone can expand and grow on that. But it's a matter of clearing the clutter. So in our mind. So we have an unconscious mind and conscious mind. I say unconscious. There's some frame of reference that call it the subconscious mind. And every time there's a conflict, anytime there's a question that we never resolve, like all of that has what I call the white noise in our mind. And that clutter is when we're trying to answer questions, when we're trying to be still and go within, then the mind is racing and it's going and going. And it's really when we can take that moment and pause and heal the things that from our past, from, some people believe, previous generations and all of the things that have been weighing us down so that we clear away the noise. Only at that point can we really discover who we are? But we have to be in our bodies to discover who we are. And when a sign for me that I'm not in my body is when my mind is racing, then I know it's time for me to pause because I'll start to feel anxious. I'll start to feel all those, oh my gosh, and feel like everything's out of control. But that for me is a time to pause because I feel safe in my body. And when we have a lot of trauma, when we have a lot of pain, when we are feeling stuck and frustrated, we don't feel safe because then we have to feel, because in our body is when we feel. But when I get into my heart space and feel, that is when the truth is easy. The messages come because it's in those moments of pause that we can hear the whispers. It's much quieter. But the more you practice and the more you do, you learn how it is easiest for you. How it's easiest for me may not be for you because you're your own person. And it's really unlocking and finding a mentor and finding a coach or whatever, someone who wants to figure out you with you. I've had mentors along the way that they just told me what it was. And that's not at all where I come from because it didn't serve me because I didn't believe it. If I'm told something, I don't believe it. When it comes from within, from deep within, then you can't not believe it because it's there. But if you think long enough, you'll talk yourself out of it. Like, our mind is not our friend in those moments, out of safety, out of ego, however anyone wants to word it. But it's really being comfortable with yourself, feeling safe to go within, which really takes work. And it's not a quick fix.
No.
And my other big lesson was to surrender. And that for me was quite challenging because being a mom with special abilities kids and work and running the household and also having aging parents, and did I mention I have another business? And it was just Oh, and I'm supposed to do self-care. Oh, and it just felt like everything was piling and piling, and everything else that I had placed on myself that I wanted to control it all. And I felt like I could, because a good daughter does this, a good mom does this, a good healer does this, but it's just all too much. And now it's a matter of finding out the harmony of how to interweave all of that. Not balance. I don't think balance is the right word.
I
I
like
think
interviews.
harmony is, right? Because there's going to be days where we're more than others, and it's okay. And we're human. We're going to stumble along the way. No one's, got a get out of jail free card from that whole perspective. So it's really, being truthful to who you are, because life is so much more fun from that perspective. Life is so much more enjoyable, and the authentic love and compassion and empathy comes from that place, because then you really see when people are hurting, they're not attacking you, that they're hurting, and I don't get triggered by them. And it's just like, wow. And they're on their own journey, which was also a challenge for me, that they have to ask. They have to ask for help. I can't impose as much as my good intention
That's tough.
is.
That's really tough.
It is, especially when they're loved ones, because they have to want it, because they have to do the work. I can't do it for them as much as I'd love to, as for my kids too. I've learned how to surrender and hold space and guide as much as I can, but then ultimately it's their choice of what we do.
That's
But the more we
important point.
heal, the more choice we give them.
But we can lead by example. So when
Yes.
we are healed and we are happy, they become curious, again, another word, and say,
Yes.
well, what's your secret? And so I think that always works best. And we are so obsessed with doing things the right way. I don't know, people who are
Yes.
into meditation is like, am I doing it right? Or I should do it 5 days a week. I'm going to do it 4 days a week. And it's like, no, that's not the point. That's exactly not the point. It's a dance again. There's no good or bad answer. If it resonates with you, it's your authentic self, that's the best way you can be. There's no right or wrong. There's
And
your way of doing things.
I remember when I started on the spiritual journey, and I totally felt like I was doing it wrong. And there is no right and there is no
There is
wrong.
no rhyme. When you're doing it wrong, you're actually doing it right because then you learn from it and you're back on track. I think I just like that's so amazing about it.
It's such a fun though, right? Like from that old thing, right and wrong, and you're like, oh, I'm so worried about it. I remember at the beginning, I can't meditate because my mind would race going, oh, all the things you could be doing right now rather than sitting here doing this here right now. My girlfriend would be like, oh, I can sit for hours and meditate. I'm like, oh my God, I can't even last 30 seconds.
And it makes
Like,
you
I don't
feel
know
bad. You
how
go,
to
oh my
do.
God, what's wrong with me?
Right. Exactly. Because I wasn't coming from it from really from within. It was another to-do list. And when it becomes a tick off to do, like exercise, oh, I must do it today to do. Now, exercise, I'm really feeling connected with my body and how it's moving and how it's feeling. It's a whole different experience, which is really trippy this year. But I really found I couldn't meditate until I learned how to do hypnosis. And then once I had done hypnosis, because I learned the whole behavior of relaxing and letting go, then meditation was a lot easier. Most days, some days my mind's still racing, right? Like, let's be
That's
real.
okay. That's fine. Yeah.
Okay, right? Now's not the time. And I've learned other techniques along the way, the breathing and the relaxing and really dropping in to my heart space to get the answers. But when I'm full of emotion, that's hard, because I just can't do it. And that's when I know I'm really disconnected. And that's, really from that, because when we're in stress, we always fall back to old patterns if we haven't solidified this new one.
And for me, what you mentioned earlier, to pause. take a moment, pause. And that pause for me is mindfulness. And that brings up a lot of things where I have the time to respond. I don't have to respond immediately. And if you get like an email, you don't respond. Usually it's if it makes you feel agitated, you don't respond on the spur of the moment. You wait, let it sink in. Don't react quickly. And that's why when you're on the defensive too, that's an opportunity to pause, take a look at yourself, look within, as you're saying, and then your response will be very different.
It will be, but and that would be taking ownership, right? Like what we talked about at the very, very beginning of this, we need to take ownership rather than the blame, because when we're in reaction and blame, then nothing gets resolved. And it will just magnify. And I think I keep that at the forefront. You know, the whole thing, if you're not listening to the whispers, it gets louder and louder and louder until you have to listen. And I work with a lot of healers and coaches and therapists, and they tend to keep going working with clients because they're very grounded and present, but then they tend to not do for themselves. And then it gets to the point where their body's like, no, you need to rest. And then they'll have some type of physical thing that they must rest. And it's about learn having the discernment to listen earlier so it doesn't escalate to that point, or it escalates to disease or chronic pain until we stop and listen. And even then, I know people that don't stop and listen because then they just want to grab medication or grab. And I'm not saying all of those things doesn't have its place, because it does. It's just how are we, you know, ignoring or leaning in and using things, you know, also being a holistic nutritionist, I do lean in on all of those things as well because I know how my body responds to it. And yet, it's still never a quick fix.
It's all interconnected. I love that. Weaved
It
and interconnected. And yes, thank you for an awesome conversation, an awesome podcast here. Alistair
is. Thank
Davis,
you.
your spiritual healing coach. Thank you for being here and wishing you all the very best.
Thank you.
Take care.